There is tension in the streets of Sudan's capital today. In Khartoum, the Sudanese military have staged a coup and dissolved a government that had been moving the country toward full civilian leadership. And soon after, pro-democracy protesters took to the streets in anger. For more, we're joined by Max Barak, Nairobi correspondent for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. And Max, just to be clear, who has taken over from whom?
To be very clear, the military has taken over a government that it already had a great deal of control over, but was sharing power with civilian leaders. Now, moving forward, it seems that the military will be the only one in power.
Okay. And for now, at this moment, what is the reaction we're seeing from the public?
People were very invested in there being a transition to a civilian government. Millions of Sudanese came out 2.5 years ago in the biggest protests that this region has seen in decades, really, to overthrow a longtime dictator, Omar al-Bashir. And many people in Sudan are seeing this as kind of a do-or-die moment, that if they don't come out on the streets, then all of that progress towards a civilian government may be lost, or all of that struggle in which many people were killed may have been in vain.
From Nairobi, what's your sense of what's happening on the streets? What are we seeing on television, on social media, on videos that are online?
The military made a move to disrupt internet in the country, meaning that mobile data was hard to connect to. But there is wireless internet that people can use, and I have been able to call people using cell phones and landlines. So we have been seeing lots of videos posted by people once they get home from these protests that show a pretty chaotic scene in which live ammunition and batons have been used against protesters by security forces. And we know that at least a dozen people have been injured, but the true casualty count and things like that are really hard to verify at this point.
Okay. And just briefly again on the military side, what are the given reasons the military is providing for this coup?
The military has been pretty vague. The man who's in charge and is officially the head of state, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, gave a statement around noon local today that didn't really say much, but said that this was in the interests of the country and that the transition to a civilian government with elections was still on track, even though those elections are still about 2 years away. It's a situation that I think the military has been gearing up for some time, but that many had hoped they could be dissuaded of taking matters to this extent.
And of course, with so many people in the streets, it's clearly apparently being rejected by so many protesters here. How do you think about what's at stake for the regular people of Sudan? You've spoken to a number of people today, as you said.
I think what's at stake is twofold. From an idealistic perspective, I think a lot of young Sudanese people want a democracy in their country and see democracy and stability as intertwined. And Sudan has been a very unstable country for many decades now. And the other thing is Sudan's transition to a civilian government has been linked very closely to getting aid and renegotiating relationships with the West and unlocking billions of dollars of aid and investments that could transform a very fragile economy that has been racked by inflation and gas shortages and all sorts of things that have made people's lives very difficult.
Now, in the international community, we're hearing many voices condemning this coup, including the UN Secretary General. What leverage, if any, does the outside world have here?
It's unclear. I think leverage may not be the right term, but there are punitive measures that certain countries may be able to take. The United States does seem to have promised that if such a thing like this coup were to happen, that they would withdraw aid. They didn't immediately move to do that today, but that's the big question hanging over A lot of Sudanese minds right now is whether hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. aid are withdrawn, as well as aid that might be coming from Europe and elsewhere.
All right, Max Barak, Nairobi correspondent for The Washington Post. Thanks, Max, for taking the time and for your reporting.
Thanks, Scott.